We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Carmen Mercer, Vice President of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. We want to get her thoughts and reaction to comments made by the likes of Hillary Clinton and President Obama that one of the major reasons for the level of drug violence we're seeing in Mexico is the infusion of American-made guns. They say that up to 80 or even 90% of the guns used in this drug-related violence come from the U.S. And, of course, the president was just in Mexico a number of days ago. Carmen, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know for sure about the level of U.S. gun involvement in this border violence and drug violence, really, that's pervading a lot of Mexico?
Well, I certainly believe that it is not at 80 or 90%. We all know that guns are being delivered to Mexico from other countries, like Russia or France or Iran or any other countries. So I think that Mrs. Clinton is a little bit out of touch here with reality, but I do believe it is one of the efforts of the government to try to take our guns away. And I believe that's not going to happen, as the president said in a press conference yesterday, that we're not going to take your guns away. Well, certainly now they're trying to take our ammunition away. And, you know, the Second Amendment right is a very strong right to the American people. I was born and raised in Germany. In Germany, you cannot own a gun. And I'm certainly very happy that I'm able to do this here in the United States as an American citizen, as a very proud American citizen, I must add. Bottom line is, I don't think that our president will be able to take our guns away. We will certainly fight him on that. And that's why, you know, over 7 million people have done a background check in the last few months to buy the weapons as well as ammunition.
Carmen, explain in a little more detail how you believe this argument, which you believe is fallacious, that 80 to 90% of the guns involved in the Mexican drug violence come from Mexico, will be translated by this administration into an effort to reduce America's right to keep and bear arms.
Well, we know that the drug cartel is now reaching the United States, or has reached the United States. I live in Arizona. I live about 25 miles away from the border. You know, the front line is going right through my backyard, and that's really where it ends, and that's where we have to fight it. And we just received news from our own volunteers of our organization that two people were involved in accidents, and severe accidents, that were directly traced back to illegal aliens, and that certainly has not made the national news. One of the accidents was traced back to a direct result of an MS-13 retaliation against this American family on the front line of the border battle. You know, so those are things that we're looking up against. We certainly need protection on the border. We certainly need the military or the National Guard on the border. And, you know, we've proven in the past 7 years as Minuteman Civil Defense Corps that we can do it, that we can secure the border, and that we must secure the border, because let's face it, 10,000 people were killed in Mexico in the last 2 years, and we certainly don't want to get to that number here in the United States.
Well, that's certainly true. Carmen, just a few weeks ago, I spoke with your colleague Al Garza, and he said that he and his neighbors were far more concerned as a result of this escalating violence. What have you personally seen or heard from your neighbors about what is happening there on a daily basis?
Well, we can, you know, so far here in our little town of, I live in Tombstone, Arizona, which is a town of 1,500 in population, but it is a tourist town, and we certainly are concerned, you know, that the violence will spill over in the tiny, in the small cities here as well. So far, we have been very blessed and we have been very lucky, because we have Border Patrol checkpoints all over the area. We also have great agents on the line, and I go through there almost every day and we talk. And so we certainly feel quite a bit securer than other towns can, because they do not have these agents. So we really do have the need of increasing our agents on the border as well. So we have been very blessed, we have been very lucky, but we certainly know that Phoenix is the capital of abductions at the moment, and killings as well. So where is it going to end? It's not going to be done with 230 agents that our government wants to send down on the border. That literally is a joke. We have close to 360 miles on the Arizona border, and that's certainly going to need more than that. But I'm certainly glad that our government is finally waking up and realizing, you know, this violence is not going to stop on the border states only. It is going to go, it's going to go within the country as well, and it certainly won't stop in Washington, D.C.
Last 15 seconds. Carmen, what's your sense of this administration's commitment to border security?
Oh, I truly have a very poor sense of this administration's sense of security. Clearly, President Obama wants to legalize 12 million or 20 million illegal aliens, and we certainly won't stand for it. We need to secure the border first, then we have to take measurements to deal with all the illegal aliens who are in this country. And until that time happens, you know, we really don't want to say anything. Secure the border first, enforce the law, and then go from there.
Carmen, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Carmen Mercer is Vice President of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.